Help me. Please help me, Jesus. It's 3:37 on your Thursday drive. Yet to come, drive CIA guy Mel Goodman. Clark Wolf will be here with Carrie Brown, who for many years has owned the Jimtown store. They're closing after 100 years. Political strategist Christine Pelosi, don't mess with her mom. Wendy Welling will be here from Humane Society Sonoma County. Bruise News with her Linda. She's in Portland. Congressman Mike Thompson. And a former Olympic gold medalist, she is now a TV color analyst for the San Jose Sharks, Kendall Coyne Schofield, will join us as well. Right now, it's part two of Theater Thursday with Harry John Duke. And our former theater guy for many years, David Templeton, is back with us. We have two David Templetons today. His new play is called Polar Bears. And the guy who's playing David Templeton in the David Templeton movie, Mark Bradbury, is here.
You called play. Him a movie.
I've been saying movies.
It's not a movie.
He hasn't sold the screenplay yet.
I'm working on it. Anybody listening out there, I'll talk.
Yeah. And it's not a new play. It's a couple of years old.
Yeah, it is.
2015 was the first performance.
Geez, that long ago. Yeah. Wow, okay.
But it's been done by a different performer each version. It started with David. He handed it off last year to Chris Schlemp. And this year, he's got Mark Bradbury playing.
Mark, you need to shave the top of your head if you're going to play David Templeton.
No, actually, it's just David, and we established this last year when Chris said, do you want me to shave my head so I look like you? And I'm like, no, you're establishing a character. Create your own David. It's based on my life, but this is your own guy.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. What's it like playing David?
Well,
you stunned him with that question.
He really did, yeah.
He's never been asked that
before. Hit me with
the
hardballs right away, Steve Jackson thing. It's been a little bit surreal, honestly, because David he wrote the play, and it's completely a true story. And so having me play David and his kids, his son and his daughter, while they're watching, I'm glad we brought them in fairly early into the rehearsal process.
Wow.
And Andy was there during the rehearsal
process.
That must
have been a trip, man.
It really was.
And David didn't only write it, but he's directing you in this as well. So he's telling you how to be
unique insight.
David.
Yes.
Do you give him any David techniques?
I'm not sure.
Or he's creating
David
his own
techniques.
David.
Yeah. I mean, there's some things we've worked on to kind of bring out the drama and the humor of certain things.
But it's a great story. Tell everyone the story.
Yeah, we need to know what the story's about. The title, again, is Polar Bears. It's playing right now at Left Edge Theater. It opened last night. It's got a very short run. They're only doing 6 total performances, which means there are only 5 remaining. And it's on sort of an odd schedule, but we'll get to that in a second. Let's talk about what the show is about.
I take that. It is the true story of me attempting to keep the spirit of Santa Claus alive for my kids during some difficult times in our lives, where I gradually became more and more obsessed with Santa Claus. I stopped believing when I was 4 years old, and I vowed that Jeez. That would not happen to my kids. So I was very, very protective of their belief in Santa Claus, and I took it to kind of hilarious and possibly
insane
extremes, and this covers that. So there's a lot of super heartwarming things, and then there's a lot of bittersweet stuff in it. It covers several years, but most of it is anchored in things that began exactly 25 years ago, actually, when this really happened. We actually had a moment where a couple weeks ago I sent Mark a message and went, hey, this I just realized this happened 25 years ago today, one of the main moments in the thing.
Did your wife during this period think you were totally insane and call the authorities or anything?
She was, as Mark says at one point, she was a trooper through all of this. She supported it as best she could. She was somebody who suddenly had these 2 kids in her house that she hadn't expected. My previous wife passed away, and that's part of the story.
Oh, that's right,
and so my kids came to live with us just before Christmas time, and it gave me a reason to really take it seriously, to keep them as happy and magical feeling as possible during Christmas.
And how old were they at the time?
They were 7 and 8.
Okay. And they still believed in Santa Claus?
At that point, Jenna was still a little skeptical. She was testing things a lot. So throughout this story, there's Jenna, who is the skeptic, and she's constantly trying to trip me up and get me to reveal something. And then there's Andy, who's the true believer, and he just believes and believes and believes. And in the middle of it is me trying to be the best possible dad I can and failing miserably here and there.
Now that there's no kids in the play.
Hey, I said play instead of movie.
Thank you.
They're all Mark. Mark's everybody in this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. One of those.
Playing lots of characters. We're playing, I'm playing both Andy and Jenna and Santa Claus and briefly Gladys's their mom's mom, the grandma. So,
Wow,
a lot of characters. I counted it at one point, and there was something like 12 or 13 other characters.
Jeez. Mark, have you ever done a one-man show before?
No.
And how has that been?
It is. It's been draining, just to say the least. It's been all-consuming. The local community theater family is very close. We're a very big dysfunctional bunch of brothers and sisters and all that. And I've been everyone that I've known that has done a solo show, I've been getting all the tips and advice that I possibly can. And
have you used any of those tips?
Absolutely, yes, I have.
And he started memorizing this 6 months ago. So,
and let's. How long of a show are we talking about here? You're on stage for how long?
80 minutes.
Okay, an hour and 20 minutes.
Yes.
Or so, no intermission.
No,
from start to finish. That's got to be an incredibly difficult thing to memorize.
It is. Yeah. I got the script back over the summer, and I've carried it with me every day. My wife and I went to Germany and Amsterdam, and I took the script there. It's difficult to memorize lines while in Amsterdam, I'll be honest. But
obvious reasons.
Yes, but, you know, I did my best there. But, yeah, just vigilance, constant vigilance.
Okay. Now, you're running this show at Left Edge Theater, which is sort of in rep with another show called Escanaba Into Moonlight.
It is absolutely in rep with it.
And Escanaba Into Moonlight is set in a cabin in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Yes.
Thank you.
And this show is set where?
It is set in the attic of just the Templeton home or the David's home. It's, I want to say, maybe the first Sunday after Thanksgiving, I'm going up into the attic to check out some of the Christmas things, opening boxes, looking at pictures and looking at Christmas decorations and become reminiscent. And
why polar bears, David? I've asked you that before.
And he's refused to answer for some reason.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
It's a spoiler alert.
Polar bears are a recurrent theme in this story, from showing up on wrapping paper to being things that are mentioned to an important moment that happens at the zoo when we visit the polar bears. They just keep coming up. They're sort of an iconic theme throughout the play.
Gotcha. Well, it sounds fascinating. I love the story, and it's based on a true story of David Templeton's life. Mark Bradbury is playing David. Left Edge Theater
runs through December 15th. It's in the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts.
Thank you.
Small studio theater on the south side of the Luther Burbank Center. It's got 5 more performances remaining. It's got a performance this Saturday and Sunday, and then next week, Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can get all sorts of information on tickets and times by going to leftedgetheater.com. Can we give a pair of tickets away?
I think we can.
Let's give a pair of tickets away to the first person who calls us at 707-636-1350, who has not won tickets on the theater segment in the last 30 days. Give us your name, your phone number, and your email address, and someone from the Left Edge Theater box office will be in touch with you to arrange your pair of tickets to Polar Bears.
And let me point out that the Saturday show is at 4 in the afternoon, and the Sunday show is at 7 in the evening, which means if you want to see Escanaba Into Moonlight, which is a very funny show, the one it's in repertory with, you could technically see both of these in one day and have dinner in between. That's part of the way this was designed.
I like that. That's cool.
Or if you wanted to watch football all afternoon on Sunday and then go see a show, you could do that as well.
Absolutely.
The times and dates are a little confusing because it is running in rep with this other show. So as I said, to get information on the specific dates and times of the show you're interested in attending, go to leftedgetheater.com.
I got to state, Mark's performance is so unmissable. You need to see what he's done with this. It's just, it's a beautiful performance in a show that is very important to me, but it's a funny, heartwarming, really nice show. Last night, somebody came up to me and said, I have not been able to feel the Christmas spirit. Now I feel it. Christmas starts for me tonight.
There you go.
Because of this show.
Longtime Drive Hall of Famer and our dear friend David Templeton and Mark Bradbury playing David in Left Edge Theater's Polar Bears. Guys, thanks so much. David, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
All right. And let's see. A reminder that the 12th Annual Drive Holiday Christmas Special is coming up Friday, August 20th. All sorts of great surprises.
August 20th?
It's a movie. What is wrong with me?
Take your pill, Steve. Take your pill right now.
We had yesterday off. You'd think I'd be a little sharper. Okay. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
December 20th.
December 20th. Or join us next August for our...
Summer Spectacular.
Yeah. That's Star Wars Day, by the way. You know, everyone's going to be in line to see the final Star Wars.
December
20th. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they'll all be listening.
To us.
Yeah,
In fact, I'm not even sure Santa Claus is going to be able to make it this year because
he's a Star Wars fan.
That guy, totally.
No other explanation for how you've gotten so close to Santa Claus.
Well, I'm sworn to secrecy. I had to sign lots of forms.
Look for that solo show next year.
Wouldn't believe how many lawyers are at the North Pole.
Drive CIA guy Mel Goodman coming up next. Thanks, boys. Happy holidays. Michael Green's looking at traffic.